Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Movie Geeks United Sundance Film Festival Spotlight on New Low. 25-year-old Adam Bowers writes, directs, and stars in New Low, a deadpan comedic triangle for questionable romantics. That's a comedic love triangle for questionable romantics. In the film, Adam plays Wendell, who must decide if the woman he really belongs with is the best girl he's ever known or the worst. The film screens on Tuesday, January 26th, Wednesday the 27th, Thursday the 28th, Friday the 29th, and Saturday, January 30th. Here's Adam to tell us all about his experiences making his first feature film. Well, this is part of a new program at Sundance called Next. Yeah. Which is kind of micro-budgeted independent films. Have you spoken to the other filmmakers that are represented in this category?
Yeah. We met a few of us met at this reception a couple months ago, and then we actually all of us Skyped. We had like a Skype conference last week, which was kind of cool. And I think it's kind of unique about this section is that. We're all interested in like kind of getting to know each other and being friends because we feel like kind of a closeness because we're all in this like inaugural section and we're kind of like the underdogs, you know. So we're kind of like I was hanging out with the Barnes brothers last night I've hung out a little bit with Michael Mohan who made One Too Many Mornings. There's some really cool people. In the section, they're just like regular people who you can just relax with and not worry about. I don't know. There's not a lot of like big Hollywood type talk with these people, which I like a lot. So.
Yeah. Well, that sense of community has to be inspiring to you. I mean, this is your first feature film.
Yeah.
And so that has to be inspiring to speak to like-minded people that have been through the same experience.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of like we're all coming from this DIY, you know, do-it-yourself type of background when we made our movies and everything, and that kind of is also community-based. That type of movement. So I think it just kind of lends itself to people who are interested in not like you know, there's an award for this section called the Best of Next, which were each film gets 5 votes. And they can vote on which movie they like the best out of the section, and whichever one gets the most votes wins the section. So, we're voting for each other's movies, and I don't think there's nothing really cutthroat about these people. Like everybody's so happy to just be at Sundance. We've all already won in our minds. So yeah, it's pretty relaxed, which is definitely my speed. I can't keep up with so many people. Crazy.
Now you come from my neck of the woods. I think you were born in Tampa.
Yeah. Well, I was born in a suburb of Tampa, actually. Clearwater, Dunedin, that area.
Right.
But yeah, I'm from Tampa. And I went to school in Gainesville, which is where I shot the movie.
Well, I'm from Lakeland, so don't hold that against me.
I know some very cool people from Lakeland.
Were you always taken by film? Was it always a dream to make a film? How did film factor into your life?
Yeah, well, I was one of those kids who was always, you know, when I was really little, Three Amigos and Ferris Bueller and Pee Wee's Big Adventure, those were like my life, those movies. And I would like, you know, steal bits from them and do it for my friends and everything. So I've always been into it on that level. And in high school, I started to write comedy And I became very interested in comedy. And I was really focused on that for a little while. And then I got into film more in college, and I became very interested in film, not just comedies, but just in general. And so I've kind of been able to combine like my two like passions kind of. But yeah, I don't, I went to, I went to UCF, which is in Orlando, for 2 years, trying to get into their film school because it's a good film school. And I was rejected the first year, which is fine. I didn't really have anything anyway. So, and the next year I forgot to apply. So I had to go, I had to figure out what I was going to do because I couldn't sit around anymore. But I didn't really know any other thing that I wanted to do in college, basically, except anything that seemed interesting, except like film production. I kind of fell into it like and with that, and I just started watching art films and things like that. And it just becomes something that you just find interesting. Like you start to study like techniques and stuff. And
Well, this I mean, you're writing this, you've directed it, you're acting in it.
yeah.
Was it everything that you had hoped it would be?
The film.
The experience of making it, yeah.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, we made it for really cheap, and it was just no. There were no professionals working on the movie. It was all me and friends of mine, and everybody, almost everybody, was under 25, basically. So we were all kind of not. We were kind of figuring it out as we went, and just trying to, I was moving to Los Angeles, and I felt like I needed to make something before I moved because I knew I wouldn't be able to once I was there. So it was kind of. I wanted it to be as good as it could be, but I didn't have a ton, like really high expectations for it. I was just kind of enjoying the process and everything, and just trying to do the best work I could with the limited resources that I had.
So tell me what inspired you to write this particular script. What story did you want to tell?
Okay. Yeah. I've had like a history with girls, like I'm sure a lot of people have, where I end up always getting along really well with girls who are like terrible people. For some reason, I don't know what that implies. But yeah, so I mean, I hated that, and I hated these girls. I thought they were just like, awful, and they just they're, as people, I was just so like disgusted and put off by them that it was frustrating that I kept falling into that same pattern whenever I would meet a girl. But I met this girl at this protest rally actually for farm workers' rights in Florida because there's a lot of farming in Florida, like tomato picking and stuff. And she was really interesting and really really sweet. She wasn't sarcastic like the other girls I met. And she cared so much about other people. Like she was the most selfless person I've ever met by far. And I really, really wanted to like her, and I was like, "Oh man, this girl's so perfect. I need to like date her because if I don't, then what does that mean about me?" So we hung out a few times and everything, and there was kind of something there, but we never really clicked. We didn't really have that much in common, actually, it turned out, mainly because she was so selfless, but. I didn't know how to relate to her actually. Whereas before I, with other girls that are, like bad and stuff, we kind of have more to talk about and everything. So it was kind of a shock to me, or just like thinking about trying to figure out why I wasn't working with this girl. The fact that it was probably because she was just so good, and then I couldn't like really compete with that. So it's
That
kind
is
of a kind of exploration of that thought about like who do you belong with? Is it the best person you've ever known? Because everybody wants that person, but who actually like belongs with that person?
Fascinating, and but you hear women talk about it a lot, about how women are always attracted to the bad boy and that kind of thing. So this is interesting that this is coming from a male perspective on that.
Yeah, I never thought about that actually.
And do you know what it is in you that feels an attraction to terrible terrible people?
I don't know. I think it might be I never I always think that they're gonna be like the one that's different when I meet them. But it's I think it's usually that they're more aggressive. So I don't have to, because you know I'm a pretty like passive guy. So like they'll be the ones that usually like pursue you, and they don't do it in like a sweet way, of course. But they'll still like pursue you, and like they'll clearly be interested. So you'd be like, oh, okay, and then you just kind of go along with it. I don't know, it's definitely an issue in
Oh,
that
it could
situation.
have something to do with it.
Yeah.
So, is writing the most pleasurable part of it for you?
Definitely, yeah. I'm definitely. I mean, I love it all. I love acting and directing, and actually edited the movie as well. But writing is really where I, you know, if I had to do one, it would definitely be that, because it's, I don't know, I just like creating. You know, I'm a comedian. I'm an improviser and everything in Los Angeles, and I just love creating characters and situations and dialogue that I think is funny and I don't know, makes me laugh. That's really the main motivation for me to work in general, is just this fascination with creating things that I think are funny.
And how, if you do stand up, obviously you know it's working because there's immediate reaction
Yeah,
to
yeah.
the material, but you don't necessarily know whether or not it's playing funny or working when you're shooting a movie, do you?
No, yeah, it's weird actually. Like, you know, it's weird how sometimes things that are great on paper and everything, and things that end up reading really well once the movie's done, like while you're shooting it, it's not like it doesn't feel like it's hidden really with like the crew and everybody. It's weird. I don't know if that's common, but I felt that a little bit throughout the movie. But you know, after you put it together and everything, it actually everything like is basically how I envisioned it, and like is paced the way I think it. I thought it would be paced and everything. So it turned out okay. But yeah, it is weird though. Like while you're making it, and everybody's stressed and tired and everything, that you're kind of like going through the motions of these lines that are supposed to be like, you know, really fun and stuff. So yeah,
But
it's weird.
I've talked to a lot of filmmakers that have movies in the festival, and I think it's the same process for everyone, but I think it would be even more dominant with a comedy, because when you finally unveil it and show it to a large audience, it becomes a new experience for you, and you've lived with it for a long time.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've seen the movie, you know, as every director has. I've seen it like a million times, and I've never seen it with a big group. So it'll definitely be interesting. And something that's kind of fun is to, I'm really excited actually to see what things get laughs and like where the laughs are in a large room like that.
Maybe I misread this, but I think I read that you were inspired a lot by Manhattan when you made this
Oh
film.
yeah. When I yeah, I mean I love that movie. It's one of my favorite movies. I just think that it's a really good balance of like of comedy, but also dealing with real issues and kind of exploring it. You know, things that are, you know, meaningful things, as opposed to being frivolous, which some comedies become. And it's relationship based, and I'm kind of I don't know. I've realized recently that those types of movies, like those smarter like romantic comedies or whatever, they're kind of like my escapist movies, because they're like, you know, in Manhattan it's so elegant and like pretty and everything, and everybody's so like intellectual and stuff, that it's kind of it's I just I think it's fun to watch, whereas opposed to like you know, a lot of people's escapist movies are like Transformers and things like that. Like those don't really interest me.
Well, when you put a Manhattan up against a lot of the romantic comedies that are made today,
Yeah, I
there's
see what
no
you're going for.
comparison.
For sure.
But what Woody Allen is the greatest at that. I mean,
Oh, for
he's
sure.
obviously very funny, but all of his films are relationship based, and they're fascinating because there's no answers. There's just observations about how complex relationships can be and what you look
Yeah, I
for in
think
a partner.
I think that like if you tell a story about people trying to interact with one another, I feel like there's so many more possibilities and so much more richness for there to be interesting things, than as opposed to where if you're like telling a story about, you know, not to keep talking about Transformers, but like robots or whatever, because
Yeah, we're
you know,
focusing
like
on Transformers as
yeah,
the
this is an interview
Antichrist
about
here.
Transformers, right?
Yeah.
But like there's, you know, I think, you know, truth is always more interesting than fiction, of course, and I think that's, you know, the most real type of conflict in a movie, that we all connect, relate to is relationship, relationships between people. And I think there's just, that's vastly more interesting to me, as opposed to other things. But I mean, not that I'm against those fun movies and stuff. I see what, I just saw Avatar and it was great and everything. So those are fun for sure.
Yeah. Well, there should be room for every kind of movie. And that's
definitely
why festivals too are important. Since you've been up there at the festival, what's that experience like? What you're observing? What's Sundance feel like to you?
Yeah, it's this is my first festival and everything. I went to a smaller one in Florida with a student film of mine, but I was there for like half a day. But this is like the first real thing that I've been a part of, and it's crazy, Also, I've never seen falling snow before, so that's kind of exciting for me.
That's true of me too. We're both born and bred Florida boys, I guess. But
yeah, totally. So that's pretty cool, and it's less scary than I thought it would be. It's Sundance is, man. I went to this like dinner party last night in this really really nice house, and it was like it was formal dinner, and I had to tell the person next to me, I was like, let me know if I'm doing anything that's like, because I don't know how to, I'm just a kid from Florida, and this is all just, it's pretty, I feel like I'm kind of looking at it from from the outside.
Yeah.
Not that I'm being like excluded at all. I'm, definitely a big part of everything that's going on. But I'm looking at it through this like, outside observer, and it's like, whoa, this is crazy. Especially considering that, my little movie that I, made with friends that I didn't have any expectations for is a part of this, and they're welcoming it. And they're letting it be a part of this gigantic thing, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I was thinking about that as I was reading about you and your film. It's got to be surreal, and I would imagine you probably don't feel like you're fully experiencing it as it's happening. Even hearing something like "Tell me about your film," has to be a surreal phrase. That's right. I have a film. Yes.
No, totally. Yeah, and, I had somebody, I've been recognized from people just having seen the trailer and things like that. I got recognized even before Sundance. I got recognized at the Arclight, this theater in Los Angeles, which is, like, it's really cool, but it's, like, so weird because it's for me, like, the movie is still this thing on my computer that I just edited on in my bedroom and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I forget that it's like actually out there, and people are actually liking it, which is awesome.
Well, do you have any ideas percolating for you about future projects? Do you want to go through this again?
Yeah. I'm never doing this again. This is awful. I've gotten one thing that's been cool about Sundance is because I've lived in LA for about a year and a half, and I spent most of that just editing the movie. So because of Sundance, I've gotten, I've met people that can help me with in my career and everything. So I have a manager right now where we're talking about our next project and what we can do next and everything. And, I'm going to work on something. It'll definitely be similar in tone, but hopefully a little bigger. But if I have to do it, small again, that's totally fine too.
Thank you.